We're now beginning our Parsha Shir on Parshas Bahar. And today's date is the 15th day of Iyar Tov Shinayin Tes, corresponding with the English calendar. It's the 20th of May, 2019. Parshas Bahar is known to be a Parsha that talks about very, very powerful mitzvos and messages to the Bnei Yisrael, especially the parasha that deals with Shemitah and the myth of Shemitah is one of the few mitzvahs that is irrefutable, that it had been God-given and could not have been given by man. Like the scoffers make fun and they say the Torah was made by a committee of people, Chas V'Shalom, but it was given by Hashem. As the mitzvah of Shemitah is the mitzvah of allowing your field to lay fallow, unharvest, unprocessed for an entire year, after you work 6 hard years on the land, and nobody would ever listen to another human being say, stop working for a whole year and I promise and guarantee you parnasa for the next 3 years. It's obvious that this could not have been made up by a man. So this is just one example. But to give you the parameters of this parasha, I'm going to refer you to 3 times it says in this parasha the mentioning that Hashem wants to remind us that we were taken out of the land of Mitzrayim. So I'm going to ask you to go to Pasuk Lamed Ches in this Perek Chaf Hey, and Lamed Ches would be on page 702 in the Art Scroll. If you have Pasuk Lamed Ches, 702, the Pasuk states, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God who have taken you out of the land of Egypt, Loseis Lachem Es Eretz Canaan, to give you the land of Canaan, Lios Lachem Lelokim, and to be for you for God. A second place in this parasha, where Hashem wants to establish His role as the Jewish leader, the Jewish protector, the God of the Jewish people. If we refer now to Pasuk Mem Beis, next page 704. And again, Hashem is reminding the Jewish people, Ki avodai heim, the Jewish people are my slaves, or my servants, Asher Hotzeisi Osem Eretz Mitzrayim, that I have taken them out of the land of Egypt. Lo Yimachu Mimkeres Ovid. And there you shall not be sold in the manner of a slave. So this was talking about where Hashem wants you to be careful about how you treat a Jewish slave. Again, reminding you that you are not in charge. Although, if you own a slave, you're the slave master. Again, Hashem is warning you that you have rules that you must abide by. And therefore, don't forget that I took you out of the land of Egypt when you were enslaved. And the last place in this parasha is in Pasuk Nun Hei. Turn to page 706. It's towards the end of the parasha. And again the Torah says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. For me, the Jewish people are slaves. Avodai heim. They are my slaves. Asher hotzeisi otzem min eretz Mitzrayim. I have taken them out of the land of Egypt. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. So the parasha is telling us in no uncertain terms, you have to recognize and understand that Hashem has taken you out of Egypt and has therefore given you certain obligations, certain mitzvahs that He wants you to fulfill. These mitzvahs that I'm going to go back to in the Parsha Bahar are not easy mitzvahs. But these mitzvahs that we're going to discuss are mitzvahs that will encompass two categories. Bein Odom Lamokom, between man and Hashem, and between Odom L'chaveiroi, and between man and his fellow man. Which either category you pick, or we discuss, these are mitzvahs that Hashem is commanding us to fulfill, and by fulfilling these mitzvahs, we establish our commitment to Hashem, and we are then entitled to Hashem's rewards that Hashem will eventually bestow upon us. The first mitzvah I mentioned before is the mitzvah of Shemitah, the mitzvah of working for 6 years and then the seventh year putting all of your farm tools down, making sure that your fences that close up your field are open, allowing poor and rich people to go in and out and circulate in your field, take whatever they want, permitting animals to roam and to feast in your property. And this is for what reason? Because Hashem wants you to realize that you are only the resident that's living in Hashem's world, Hashem's land. It's very easy for a farmer to believe that he is the man in charge, since he worked 6 hard years and he has been given food, crop to support his family. And when it comes to 7th year, we're telling him, please don't think that you are in charge. Hashem wants you to let go your land, and He will bless you if you do that, but you must walk away with the knowledge that you are not in charge, you are only a servant of Hashem. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yovel, the Jubilee year. It's even a harder mitzvah, because not only does it have the same element of Shemitah, where you're not supposed to work on the field, you have to leave it hefker free, but it also is a time when all landowners have to return the land, the original land, to their ancestral owners, where it there and the ancestors originally owned the land, and then for some reason they had to sell it. That's even a harder mitzvah. You think that this is your property. You built a hotel. You built a community, a housing community. And then this has to go back. Now there are rules that when you give it back, then and you built up, then you could claim a price for what you've built on the land. However, the land goes back to its original owners, and this is another mitzvah that Hashem tries to bring out, that He is the master of the world and He is in charge. The laws that surround owning a slave, how the Torah wants you to treat a slave, that even though in your mind, he's my slave, I'll do what I want with him. Yes, there are rules to that. A Jewish slave should not be tortured and should not be put to extenuating labor that will make him feel that he is downtrodden and looked down at. He has to be still treated with respect. The Torah talks about the property that if we had to sell our homes in a walled in city. So the Torah gives us up to a year to reclaim it, to redeem it. Otherwise, the Torah says, then the new landowners will own it even by Shemitah. These are halachas that have to do with property, and the Torah wants us to know that these are all part and parcel of the mitzvos of Parshas Bahar. Now, I just mentioned several mitzvahs that have to do between man and his creator, between man and Hashem, all showing to show the rulership and the complete dominion of Hashem's authority over Klal Yisrael, that they should never forget that they were once in Eretz Mitzrayim, and they were once slaves to Paro, and Hashem redeemed them. And that's how, as I started the parasha, bringing out three different places where the Torah is reminding you that curb your desires to want to be superior over your fellow man. Know that you have rules to observe, and you have to obligate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And by doing so, you'll be submissive, and then you'll be blessed. I'm going to touch upon some laws that will seem apparently strange. What these laws have to do with Parshas Bahar. This question was raised by Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the former Rosh Yeshiva of the Baltimore Yeshiva. And he explains, we'll take the mitzvah of lo sonu, that the mitzvah, let's look in Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'lo sonu, on page 698. V'lo sonu ish es amiso, v'yereso me'alokecha, ki ani Hashem alokechem. What does this Pasuk talk about? The Pasuk talks about you shall not aggrieve, you shall not hurt, verbally abuse your fellow man. Ask yourself this question. What does this have to do in the middle of talking about Shemitah and Yovel? What in the world does this have to do with agriculture? Out of nowhere. The Torah is talking about curbing your speech, being careful about how you treat other people verbally. So what has to do with our whole subject matter? It seems very strange. The Torah continues on. It talks about also about being careful that you shouldn't go ahead and also mistreat and overcharge people when they shouldn't be cheated. But what does this have to do with our parasha of Shemitah and Yovel? And he said a wonderful answer that should really hit home. Because just like the laws of Shemitah and Yovel have to do with Hashem telling the Jewish people that you are not the boss. Hashem is the boss of the world. He's the boss of the land. And the reason why you have successful crop for the 6 years of your toil and work, because Hashem made it rain, Hashem made the sun shine, Hashem gave the seeds the ability to grow and to expand and to give you a bumper crop. You think it was just your work because you plowed the land and took care of the other basic elements of the agriculture? That's not necessarily true. You definitely worked at the land, but ultimately speaking, Hashem was in charge. He made it happen. So you may say, I'm also in charge of my mouth. I'll say what I want. It's a free world. I'll say what I want, I'll express myself in public. It's free. It's free to express myself. All right. It's my prerogative, right? Freedom of speech. The Torah is telling us freedom of speech comes with limitations. This parasha is teaching us that the world's understanding of freedoms of speech means you can say what you want, even if you're going to abuse people, even if you could incite hatred in people, even if you could cause a complete revolution using your mouth under the heading of freedom of speech. The Torah is telling us you cannot do that. You are not in charge of your speech either. The Torah says, "V'leisaynu ish es amiso." Person shouldn't go insult and abuse man and his fellow man. And right after he says that in Pasuk Zion, "V'yareisa me'alokecha," and you shall fear Hashem your God. "Ki ani Hashem alekeichem," because I'm Hashem your God. Don't think because you have the ability to speak, therefore freedom of speech is entitled to you to say anything you want. You have the freedom to say and to do the things you're supposed to, but you don't have a right to go ahead and use your speech to abuse and hurt people. That's why it fits so perfectly in the parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. Another mitzvah ben Adon Lachaveray we have. Let's look in Pasuk Lamed Hey. Pasuk Lamed Hey, page 702, talks about V'chi yomuch achicha, when your brother will become impoverished. U'mata yada imach, and his hand is slipping, is faltering. He doesn't have enough support. He doesn't have the strength. He doesn't have the wherewithal to make it. You have a mitzvah v'hechazak to boy. You have to help him. Not only him, but even the people in your community. Ger v'soshav. Even a ger and a soshav. And they're the only b'kabal mitzvahs of the seven mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. V'chayimach. And he shall live with you. Another hard mitzvah. I earned a livelihood. I made a living. Do I have to give him a shulach money? Torah says you have an obligation to help an impoverished brother succeed as much as you are capable. You don't have to give him a wardrobe. You don't have to go ahead and support his entire family, especially if you can't afford it, but you're supposed to show him compassion. You come, a mashulach knocks on your door, at least open the door with a smile. How many frowns does he see in one day is hard to imagine. Where people say, "Oh, another mashulach at the door, another mashulach at the door." I'm going to soon read you something from a medrash brought down in Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron that will really perk you up a lot. All about helping another Jew. The Mishnah in Medrash Rabbah Vayikra says the following. On this pasuk of Chiyamuch Achicha, says the Medrash, Tani Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua learned, Mima Shebal Habayis Oisa Im Ha'ani, that which the Balabayis, the owner, the house owner, he does for the poor, Ha'ani Osa Im Balabayis. The poor man does more for the Balabayis. By accepting a donation, and he gives the balabayas, the owner of the house who gave him the donation, a merit, he has given more to that Bala Bias than the Bala Bias with his $5 gave to the poor. Sheken, he brings down from Rus. That's, we're going to be reading that soon in Shavuos. Sheken Rus Omeris L'Naomi. The story of Rus says to Naomi, when Naomi saw that Rus came so overloaded with grain and bundles of wheat and so forth, she says the following. She said to Naomi, Sham ha'ish, there was a man, Asher osisi imo hayom Boaz. Alright? Excuse me, I made a mistake. Shem ha'ish, not Sham. Shem ha'ish, the name of the man was Asisi imo, that I have done with him a chesed, his name is Boaz. Asha osa imi enksivkan, says the Medrash, what Boaz has done for me is not what Rus said. What did it say? El asha asisi imo. Rus is saying, I have done some great favor for Boaz after accepting his donation, his wheat, and his other food that was growing in his field. We don't realize that the world is built on chesed. And when we do chesed to others, we are the greater beneficiary. As it brought down in Tehillim, as it says, Ki amarti olam chesed yibana, a world is built on chesed. When you do a favor, it's not you just do a favor. You have built a world. And by doing a favor for others, you are building the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Torah with chesed and ended it off with chesed. It started off the world with the Torah with chesed by clothing Adam and Chava. They had nothing to wear. The Torah finishes with chesed by burying Moshe Rabbeinu. Chesed shel emes. This is the whole concept of doing chesed. Hashem, why did the Torah start what's it mentioning with the chesed of clothing Adam and Chava? What was the point behind that? There was a lot of other chesed. The fact that he made a world, the fact that he put everything in order, and the fact that he had put food and he created Gan Eden and everything. This is the thing that the Torah speaks about, the chesed of Hashem. The answer is because Adam and Chava committed their sin and they didn't deserve chesed. And Hashem still clothed them, and that was the chesed of Hashem. The world was built on chesed. When a person does chesed, he adds immeasurably to his own spiritual bank account. He'll never lose out by helping another Jew and by doing chesed. It's a tremendous chus. On an emotional level, the happiest people are, and it's brought down like this in the Michtam Elio, are the people who do for others rather than take from others. The more you do for others, the more you feel enriched, the more you feel accomplished, the more you feel you've done something for humanity. Helping others is a tremendous source of accomplishment. Another mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro, and the Torah is very strong about it, is don't take ribbis, don't take interest from another Jew. It's hard to lend money and say, I don't want to get, you don't get paid for it. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. As I said, there are mitzvahs in Parshas Bahar that are not easy, but the reward is enormous. I'd like to conclude that There's a pasuk in Tehillim, and that it's said very, very often at a cemetery when they part with the nifter, with the one who's deceased. If you open up the Tehillim, I'll read it and translate it. The Tehillim is on Perek, chapter Tezvav. Tezvav is at the beginning over here. It's on the next page. Tezvav. And with this we complete our shir. Mizmor David, a psalm to David. Hashem, mi yagur be'ohalecha, who will dwell in your tent? Umi yishkon b'har kodshecha, and who will dwell in your holy mountain? Follow these individual attributes. Carefully, look how they start. Holech tamim, a person who walks with innocence. Upoyol tzedek, and one who does what is right. V'dover emes bovavo, and one who speaks truth in his heart. Loi ragal al lishono, he doesn't speak lashon hara on his tongue. Lo asa l've'ehu ra, he does not do his fellow man any harm. V'cherpo lo nasa al kerovo, and disgrace he does not cast on his close ones. Nivz be'enav nimas, a person who is a low life, a low person in the way he behaves and deals with life. Nimas is repulsive to this person. He doesn't treat life important. He looks down at life. Life is treated with without respect. Just lives life without any meaning. That's repulsive to this person who lives life with meaning. V'yirei Hashem yechabed, and those who fear Hashem he honors. Nishba l'hara v'lo yomir, one who can swear to his detriment, but without retracting. Kaspay loynasan b'neshach, his money does not give with interest. V'shoychad al noki l'lokoch, and a bribe against the innocent he does not take. Oisei eila loyimot la'olam, the doer of these attributes will never falter, will never slip forever. Parshas Behar is just a sample of what the Tehillim just mentioned. It talks about difficult mitzvahs, but mitzvahs that we earn olam haba, and mitzvahs that make us great, the mitzvahs that remind us that we are not in charge. We are not in charge of ourselves. Hashem is in charge of us. Therefore, we have mitzvahs such as Shemitah and Yovel. Therefore, we have mitzvahs such as taking care of our brothers, doing chesed, being sure not to charge interest, being sure to be careful how we use our mouths and not to abuse others with our mouths. And by doing that, we are guaranteed to be able to walk the path of the righteous, and Hashem will surely bless our work, our families, and our community. Have a wonderful week.